This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
It's time to play the music.
I bend my knees for you like a prayer.
And it's time to fright the night.
We just have to survive the night in this haunted mansion.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, October 8th through Sunday, October 10th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Another Riverdale star has left the building. Mark Consuelos confirms that he is in fact exiting the show, having played Hiram Lodge, father to Veronica, for four seasons on the hit CW drama. The actor thanked showrunner Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa in a statement, adding, quote, "Never before has playing a character that was so bad felt so good. Huge thanks to the Riverdale fandom, to the brilliant crew and amazing cast, whom I consider dear friends and family." Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burke and her celeb partner Cody Rigsby have been cleared to return to the ballroom after both tested positive last week for COVID and had to quarantine. In an Instagram video, Burke shared the news and thanked fans for their support and well wishes, calling it a, quote, emotional roller coaster. Hulu and Spyglass Media Group have announced that production has wrapped on their reimagining of the horror classic Hellraiser, but more importantly, revealed that Sense8 actress Jamie Clayton is playing the villainous character of Pinhead. That role was originally played by Doug Bradley, who returned in many of the franchise's sequels. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Now, let's give a royal welcome to our number five pick for this weekend, Diana. This year's Princess of Wales fever continues with this new docuseries from CNN, which reframes the conventional story of Diana's life and legacy to discover the real woman behind the people's princess. The series draws on a new generation of voices, including interviews with those close to Diana, to craft a portrait of a complex woman and feminist role model who challenged tradition and became a princess unlike any other. The first of six episodes will look at Diana Spencer's lonely childhood and her early romance and courtship with Prince Charles, with future entries focusing on her marriage, global stardom, humanitarian work, and more. Here's a clip from the premiere.
Despite their surface differences, young Diana and young Charles are actually pretty united. The desire to feel safe, the desire to control your environment, the desire to be in a solid structure, all of that goes back to imperfect parents, unmaternal mothers, distant fathers, and the feeling of being an unwanted child.
In 1975, Diana's grandfather dies, and therefore her father becomes the Earl. They had to move to Althorp in Northampton, the family seat. Been in the family for hundreds of years.
Althorp is a truly exquisite house. It has 13,000 acres of woodland and parkland. It has 90 rooms.
Having been the Honorable Diana Spencer, she was suddenly Lady Diana Spencer.
By the way, the series run will coincide with the release of Spencer on November 5th, starring Kristen Stewart as Diana. If only The Crown Season 5 were arriving this fall. Regardless, Diana premieres Sunday at 9 p.m. on CNN. Shifting from English royalty to music royalty for our number four pick, Madonna's Madame X. The Queen of Pop is bringing her immersive tour to the screen with this concert film. filmed in Lisbon, Portugal in early 2020, centered around Madonna's persona of Madame X, a secret agent fighting for freedom around the world. The concert features lots of selections from her 2019 album of the same name, as well as plenty of classics from Madonna's catalog, including Express Yourself and a spare arrangement of Papa Don't Preach. The show's extravagant stage design truly must be seen to be believed. But here's a preview anyway. I bend my knees for you like a prayer. My God, look at me now. Build up my weakness layer after layer. Nothing left for me to keep around. I'm a force and I'm a chain, babe. Can't go through this and stay the same, babe. Sure sounds intriguing. Reviewing the Madame X tour in New York back in 2019, EW's Leah Greenblatt called it, quote, a freewheeling 2 hours and 15 minutes of song and dance and conversation. Yes, Madonna freely interacted with the audience and, according to Leah, stole a sip from a fan's beer more than once. Oh, those pre-COVID days we used to know. You can see the show for yourself right now. Madame X is streaming on Paramount Plus. In honor of ABC News 2020 kicking off a new season tonight, you can catch the premiere at 9 p.m., by the way, co-anchor Amy Robach, who also co-anchors GMA3 What You Need to Know weekdays on ABC, answered for us that age-old question, whatcha watchin'?
The show that I cannot stop watching these days is Alone. There are 8 seasons. It originated on the History Channel, but you can watch it on Netflix, I think season 1 through 7, and then this latest season 8 you can watch on Amazon Prime. But here's what I love about it. This is legit. There are no gimmicks here. Survivalists, people of all ages, shapes, and sizes are dropped in the middle of nowhere, from anywhere. Every season is different. The Arctic Circle. This season, season 8, is in the Canadian wilderness in British Columbia, and you have 10 contestants. They just get 10 items and a camera kit, so they're filming everything themselves, and they're all trying to last the longest, but they're living and surviving in total isolation. They have to build their own shelters, find their own foods, and even in the scariest of situations, deal with the elements and nature, including grizzly bears and all sorts of other creatures. And I just get hooked watching the will of the human spirit and the ability to survive no matter what. And you know what the biggest challenge for most people is? Loneliness. But I'm telling you, you watch it, you get caught up in this other world. You watch people at their very best and their very worst, but I have to tell you, it inspires me. It may be crazy, but it makes me want to go hiking. It makes me want to get out in nature and actually just be grateful that I have food and water and friendship around me when I do so. But it's a great show. I think you'll get hooked. My family loves it, and it's something the whole family can watch.
And that is always a plus. The first 6 seasons of Alone are available on Hulu, with season 7 streaming on Netflix and season 8 available for purchase on digital platforms. And don't forget to check out the season premiere of 2020 tonight at 9 on ABC. It's all about the murder-for-hire plot involving the male exotic dance troupe Chippendales. Now, time to scare up our very spooky number 3, Muppets Haunted Mansion. This Halloween special combines Disney's iconic attraction with the famously non-scary Muppets, as Gonzo the Great accepts a challenge to spend Halloween night in the infamous Haunted Mansion, with a reluctant Pepe the King Prawn in tow. The duo will encounter a series of frights, fiends, and celebrity cameos, including Will Arnett as the mansion's ghost host and Taraji P. Henson as an axe-wielding bride as they attempt to make it through the night. Will they survive the mysteries lurking in Room 999, that aforementioned axe-wielding bride, or the terrible stand-up set from Gazi the Hatbox Bear? Fear not, this is Disney Plus, not Shudder. After all, here's a preview.
Everything here will seem familiar, but your eyes may deceive you.
Ooh, whoa.
I'm the mysterious Madame Pagota!
Wait, stop!
Turn it down, I can't hear myself think!
Frank!
Take five, everybody!
Where are you going? No!
Happy Halloween!
This place is really haunted!
Fiends, omens, and bogeymen, lend me your fear!
It's showtime!
Usually I'm worried about dying up here, but looks like you beat me to it! Have anything better to do than boo me?
Tough room.
Just a thought here. If you don't want boos, maybe you shouldn't perform before an audience of ghosts. You can journey through Muppets Haunted Mansion on Disney Plus now. It's trivia time! Muppets Haunted Mansion isn't the first time the Muppets have crossed over with the Disney park. The 1990 special The Muppets at Walt Disney World featured the Muppets touring what ride? Pirates of the Caribbean, The Mad Tea Party, or Space Mountain? Stick around for the answer and our top two picks and soundbite of the week. What to watch? We'll be right back.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. With The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills wrapping up for the season, you'd be well advised to start tuning in to Salt Lake City, where drama is certain to flare up soon over Jen Shaw's legal woes. But there have been plenty of great moments in this sophomore season already, such as this week when Whitney Rose revealed an unexpected ancestral connection to friend Angie Harrington, which gives us our soundbite of the week.
It doesn't matter where I go, I'm related to everyone. We all came from Mormon pioneers. They settled Utah. So in a sense, we're all related. So it's really important when you're from Utah to do your genealogy to make sure you're not dating your second cousin.
You know what? That's some pretty valuable advice right there. You can catch new episodes of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Sundays at 9 p.m. on Bravo. Now, getting back to this weekend's picks with our second music documentary of the day, Justin Bieber, Our World. While Madame X offers viewers a front row seat, this film takes them backstage, on stage, and into Bieber's private world as he prepares for a New Year's Eve 2020 concert. The doc follows the singer and his team over the month leading up to the show, Bieber's first full concert following a three-year hiatus, as they rehearse, prep, and construct a monumental stage set all in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Also featuring self-shot footage with Bieber and his wife Hailey Baldwin, it's an intimate look of one of music's biggest superstars. Here's a preview.
I'm excited to get back on that stage and make people smile, make people happy. Prepping for a performance during COVID has been challenging.
We have built a whole stage up here with the live stream. The show is going to be seen by millions.
We haven't done a show since 2017. I'm kind of nervous.
The first time I'm coming out, I'm going to feel all the eyes on me. I'm going to want to move. I just know myself.
Show day.
New Year's Eve, baby.
Happy New Year!
Well, hopefully you are, because Justin Bieber, Our World is streaming on Amazon Prime Video right now.
Number one.
And now grab a cup of tea and your AFC Richmond jersey, because it's time for our number one pick, Ted Lasso. Season 2 of the Emmy-winning comedy is coming to an end, with many a dangling thread to address. For instance, will Sam accept Edwin Akufo's offer to play football in Casablanca? Here's a clip from the episode.
Oh, those are lovely. Who are they from?
Edwin Akufu.
Oh.
Sorry for your loss.
Oh. How thoughtful of him.
He must have heard about your father's passing.
I've not finished, but we will give Sam a very good home in Casablanca.
Ah. Still, nice gesture.
So, Leslie, any rumblings about which way Sam's leaning?
Not a peep. And I'm trying to play it chill. So whenever I see him in a hallway, I just give him a cool nod, you know, like this.
Oh.
That was cool.
I know, right? I saw it in a Denzel Washington movie and I thought, oh, I'm taking that.
Never change, Higgins. Meanwhile, there's also the fallout from Trent Crim's painfully honest expose to deal with, and the revelation that Nate leaked word of Ted's panic attack to the journalist. Even if Ted doesn't, fans probably have a few harsh words for Nate, and his portrayer, Nick Mohammed, gets it. Here's Mohammed on the reaction to Nate's arc and what to expect in the finale.
I guess I'm anticipating a little bit of a backlash, is too strong a word. I think, you know, the fan base are a strong fan base and, you know, they love the show. And I think, you know, even though particularly episode 11 with all the surprises that brings, you know, they were deeply shocked, but they were very kind on, you know, the little bits I saw on social media saying that, you know, yeah, they hate Nate, but they, but, you know, it's right, you know, they should do because he's made a series of wrong decisions and, you know, they should be following that journey in the way that they are. Yeah, who knows how they're going to react to what episode 12 brings and, you know, it's a bit of a, one hell of a finale, really.
And that right there, folks, is what you call one hell of a tease. Fortunately, you can stream the Ted Lasso season finale on Apple TV Plus now. Trivia. And finally this weekend, the answer to our trivia question. The 1990 special, The Muppets at Walt Disney World, featured the Muppets touring what ride? Pirates of the Caribbean, The Mad Tea Party, or Space Mountain? Let's stop spinning our wheels, or teacups, and reveal the answer. It's The Mad Tea Party. The special also features the Muppets riding Big Thunder Mountain and Star Tours, as well as the Disney monorail. Now that is synergy. That's our show for this weekend. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend.
What to Watch.
This episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall.